They are watching. I know this title sounds like some sort of sci-fi movie. They are watching. Well, here's what I'm wanting to talk about. The world is watching. The world is watching how the church, Christians, Jesus followers, believers, how we are living, how we're acting, how we're reacting, and how we're processing life, whether we're full of fear and anxiety, or whether we're filled with peace and confidence. See, they are watching. But here's the question. Are we following what they're following? Are we following conventional wisdom, following along with the woke culture, or following the science? Which, by the way, isn't science at all. It really has just been a tool of manipulation to push ideologies to exert control. But anyway, I'll get off that soapbox for just a minute. But anyway, they are watching. Back in the day, there was a guy named Noah who lived differently than the rest of the culture. Scripture says this about Noah. It says that these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's in Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Anyway, so Noah was different. He was unlike culture. He followed God. He didn't do life like others were doing life. He listened to the Lord. He actually obeyed God. And when God told Noah to build a huge boat, which was unheard of at the time, build this ark, Noah did it. And the world was watching. Sure, they were mocking him, but they were watching. What are they seeing? What is the world seeing when they're watching us? I hope that they're seeing joy. Yes, in the midst of difficult times, that they would see a people, you and me, the church, the people of God, filled with joy. How does that happen, by the way? How can we be filled with joy? Where does joy actually come from? Well, it's not based on the circumstances of life, but it's a joy that comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength, as it says in Nehemiah 8:10. See, we have a joy because there is joy in God's presence, as it says in Psalm 16:11. And we greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall exult in our God, for He has clothed us with the garments of salvation. He has covered us with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, Isaiah 61:10. See, they are watching. And I pray that when they're watching, they're seeing joy as we're doing things differently, like Noah was doing things differently. He was being mocked, but he was doing things differently. He was doing things for the Lord. I pray that as the world is watching us, that they are seeing things differently. They're seeing that we're processing craziness with joy. So again, they're watching. I pray that as they're watching, that they're also seeing hope. See, Psalm 13:5 says this, says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word, in His truth, in what He has said, I hope. See, are we showing this world a hope that's not based on what's happening all around us? I pray that we're showing the world a hope that's not based on who's in charge in government or whether they're making the right decisions or the wrong decisions or whether we're financially doing well as a nation or not. Or I pray that our joy isn't based and our hope isn't based on the price of gasoline. No, rather, I pray that we are showing this world a hope that is grounded fully, completely in God, in His promises, in what He has said, His truth. Because they are watching. The world is watching. You know, another thing that we should be showing the world as they're watching is we should be showing them peace. A peace that passes understanding. A peace in the midst of the crazy storms of life that we have because our hearts and our minds are grounded and guided by Christ. That's what it speaks about in Philippians 4:7. But anyway, I want to back up here. I want to go back to Noah. See, in addition to the culture, do you know who else was watching Noah? His children were watching him. They were watching their father follow God and not culture. They watched their dad in the midst of being mocked, not being swayed, but instead trusting in God, giving God his life, his work, his reputation, giving God his resources. And his kids not only watched, they actually then joined in and participated with their dad in this God-ordained countercultural mission. Parents, grandparents, your children and your grandchildren, they are watching you. They are watching and they're picking up, if you will, what you're putting down. They're picking it up. They're learning who to follow. They're learning who to listen to, what to invest their lives in. So I just want to ask, I mean, let's just be straight up. What are you teaching them? What is your life teaching your children and maybe your grandchildren? Are you teaching them through your actions and obedience to follow God, to trust Jesus? Or are you showing them through your life the ways of the world? Are you showing them how to invest in eternal kingdom things above and beyond investing your time and your treasure in the passing things of this world? Are you teaching the gift of being part of the bride of Christ? Are you teaching them what it looks like, what it means to be a member in the body of Christ, the church? They are watching. And as they are watching, as your children are watching, are they seeing the Bible come to life through your life? They're watching. And for all of us parents, we have the big role and the calling to show our children how to live life God's way. Not the way of the world, not the ways of the world, but God's way. Paul shows us how this principle is supposed to work. He said, follow my example as I follow Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 11:1. Can we say that to our children? I pray that we can. You know, growing up, my wife Velvet would watch her dad wake up early in the morning and read his Bible. When my wife would wake up and come out to get ready for school, she would see her dad sitting in his chair reading his Bible. She grew up watching a man dedicate his first hour of every day to what God has to say. This was a huge impact in her life. She was watching, and she was drawn to do the same thing in her life. My wife, like her dad, loves God's Word, and it has a place, a priority in her life. She was watching, and she was picking up what her dad was putting down. She was picking up his example, his habits. Beloved, they are watching. And brothers and sisters in Christ, look, the world is watching. They're watching us. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, in the King James Version of the Bible, the church, Christians, we are referred to as peculiar people or strange people. You see, the world should see us as a peculiar, different kind of people, not like them. And that's because it says we're a chosen people. We're a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are really God's special possession that we may do what? That we may declare the praises of Him who's called us out of darkness into His wonderful light. 1 Peter 2:9. So let's be who we are. Let's say what we know and give what we have because they are watching and they need what we have. Beloved, this is our time.